from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. Do you think you get enough sleep?
Nah, not nearly enough.
Lack of sleep affects your work, productivity.
Because we get up really early to come and do the show, and I don't go to bed soon enough.
Yeah, you're a night owl, huh?
Yeah.
You get enough sleep, Heidi? Doesn't affect your productivity?
Productivity. What is it? What is it? Help me.
A little editorializing there, Frank?
I know.
It's okay.
I'm allergic to the truth. Start sniffling. No.
You know what? Honestly, I've been sick, so I don't like dogs on the bed and stuff, and I've been complaining about that forever, but now I have an excuse because I'm sick. You know, I've been sick. So I've been sleeping by myself, and it's fantastic.
She upset you?
You're
going to
continue doing that.
No, it's
a little editorializing.
It's amazing sleeping by myself. I've slept. I can spread out because I like to sleep
you
on my
stomach.
You
are never going
to
go back.
Probably not. No. Not
during the
week anyway.
You are in a relationship now that you actually sleep in separate rooms.
No, I'm saying because I've been sick, and it's been awesome. Now
but
on
I'm
the
saying
weekends,
after you're sick, if you're healthy, you're not going back because you're... You like it so much. That's so sad.
And it's not. It's just the five dogs on the bed's a lot of dogs.
Well, then
the
get
bed.
Something bigger than a twin mattress.
Oh,
get a big dog bed on the ground. Let them all sleep on the floor.
We made a custom like day bed in our room in a nook that was for the dogs. I'm like, look, it's right there. They're by us. They're near us. No, guess who's sleeping on it?
She's sleeping in the day bed with the dogs.
No, I am.
Oh, you are.
No, I'm sleeping by myself.
You're in this dog bed.
You're in the dog bed, and she's in the bed with all the dogs.
Wow.
And I love it. I'm so comfortable.
You love sleeping in a it's a nice dog
no,
bed.
No, it's a day bed.
Bed in the window? What is that?
It's like a trundle bed.
It's got like a twin mattress, but it's a bed.
It's like a couch, but it's got a mattress instead of it's like, not a bed bed,
it's
Frank.
Built
it's built
in. Yeah. No, it's a twin bed, but
it's a twin mattress.
It's got a sideboard on it.
Yeah, it's like a
headboard, a footboard, and a sideboard.
Right.
It's meant for a guest spending the night, not for perpetual sleeping night after night. And you're actually cool with that. Wow.
Amazing. I can lay out on my stomach, starfish style, just
on a twin bed. I got to see a picture of that. That's hilarious.
Must be a big deal.
Might be a super single, Frank.
Now, let's see. A new study found that the lack of sleep cost the U.S. economy $411 billion a year. $411 billion. People are just too tired and they're falling asleep, you know, just can't focus and just not getting stuff done.
So it helped the economy. People just go to bed earlier.
But that's really only 2% of the gross national product. $411 billion.
We'll
take any two we can get at this point, we'll take it.
Also in money news, I don't know if you saw this, but there's a royalty battle with potentially wide-ranging implications. And it has ended with an expensive setback for satellite radio service Sirius XM, if you have Sirius. The company has agreed to pay up to $99 million in a proposed two-tiered settlement of a class action suit, which was led by former Turtles members.
The Turtles?
Mark Volman and Howard Kalin, a.k.a. Flo and Eddie.
Yeah, Flo and Eddie. Yeah, they were huge back in the 60s.
And targeted non-payment of royalties for the broadcast of recordings made before 1972. Is there some weird loophole the company was neglecting to pay the royalties, and they were using some federal statute commonly exploited by music services such as Pandora that weren't paying for royalty services before music recorded before 72. But the Turtles get paid $99 million?
What song is the Turtles?
Turn, turn, turn. Oh.
Is it all slow music?
Are they paying them for together. Everybody's song that was recorded before 72?
It has to be everyone.
Well, it would have to be everybody.
But why are they getting all the money?
I don't know. Did they play Happy Together that much?
Yeah, the company's also agreed to purchase a 10-year license for the plaintiff's catalogs, which is the Turtle Guys, set at a 5.5% royalty rate that could ultimately be worth $45 to $59 million over the duration of the agreement. So they're going to make $60 more million off this song over 10 years?
So it's not based on punitive damage. It's actually royalties for actually having played them that much? Wow.
Just get rid of the oldies stations. Sirius? Really? It's 40s and 50s music and 60s.
Come on, this is a great song, Frank. Happy Together, the Turtles is the soundtrack to the life of anyone who's over the age of 67.
I really doubt 67. If anybody over the age of 67 has Sirius satellite radio. Just get rid of that programming. Nobody wants to hear it. It's old.
Oh, this is good music. This could be remade by Justin Bieber and be a hit. Together.
If it does, then it would be a hit. This is not. But $50 million for
I'm siding with the artist because they got screwed, and now finally someone who was doing the screwing has to pay a penalty. Good.
Then everybody does. Like,
they collected the money for everybody who ever recorded anything before 1972. That's
okay. Good for them, though.
Also, doesn't smell right. Matt Lauer signs a new Today Show contract for $20 million a year. He was making that anyway, but for two more years, he'll make $20 million a year.
Mm.
Why doesn't that smell right?
Well, yeah, what's wrong with that?
$20 million a year?
Well, he, I mean, it's a lot of money, but they are a hit
for
show.
For Matt Lauer?
It's a hit show.
He's but what popular. He does?
Well,
I mean, I haven't laughed at a morning show host contract until I looked at Heidi's. And I was like, what?
Well, maybe if I got more sleep, it would be
Are you kidding?
We'd be happier together.
Why? What's he do? Says, Billy Bush, I guess, was in place to take his
yes,
role.
Yes, he was. And, not anymore.
And then with the whole Trump on the bus thing, Billy Bush lost his job, and there's really nobody set to take Matt Lauer's place. They had to sign him up for $40 million
See,
for 2 years.
That was a bargaining chip for Lauer. He goes, hey, who else you got? Billy Bush is off the table.
Matt Lauer probably released the video and the audio. I'm investigate that.
That doesn't seem a lot for what he does.
He doesn't
but,
do anything.
People
watch that show. They do nothing. He's making $20 million a year.
He does. He's a good. He's a decent interviewer. He does things.
He totally flopped on the Trump-Hillary debate.
He did mess that one up, yeah.
That's true. Well,
mm-hmm.
So let's pay him $40 million. Keep doing that. Great. He lucked out. Talk about the golden ticket.
Maybe this is the last. Maybe he's got 2 years and he's gone. This is like him at his peak. The farewell tour, so to speak. And then off he goes, like the turtles.
Well, speaking of turtles, we had the turtles in the news yesterday with the tortoise sex. Remember, what is that?
Yeah,
yes, I remember
loved
that.
Loved it.
And then, do you have that still? The what is that? You don't have that? There's another turtle in the news, a guy in Florida. This is sad. A guy in Florida died in a bike crash after he ran over a box turtle in the dark. So he's riding his motorcycle at night, and the box turtle's trying to cross the street and hit it and lost control. Guy dies. The turtle actually survived it, even though it popped up in the air. I mean, after the guy hit it, it flew into the air, and there was a car coming the other direction. And so the turtle got, bam, hit the windshield of the other car and got lodged in the windshield, but it still lived.
God. Wow. That damn shell is like a little helmet.
Nice to know it does its own stunts.
This is the sound of him after he got hit by the motorcycle into the windshield.
That's been in my head all day since yesterday. I can't get it out of my head. What's a box turtle? Is that the big turtle?
It's the ones you see in Indiana. Those little ones that
the kids have.
Yeah, the yellow, brown.
They don't get big. They don't get big. They're just that size, right? They don't.
The ones
big
you
big.
Find in Indiana crossing the street.
Right.
Yeah.
Slowly.
Well,
so be careful out there.
This is a strange story from a Chinese astronaut. This is creepy. A Chinese astronaut is now telling the press, and he swears this is true. When he was an astronaut, when he was up there in the Chinese space capsules, he swears, quote, I heard the sound of someone knocking in space. The sound of knocking sounded like an iron bucket with a wooden hammer. Bang, 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 he says. From space!
Here outside of the ship.
Yeah, something out there knocking.
So then you think maybe something's loose on the shuttle.
It happened several different times. Other astronauts.
Heidi, in space, nothing's going to be flapping in the wind. There's no wind.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Listen, what? I'm not a scientist. I'm guessing things here.
And it was like,
think tanking.
Definite knockings. I mean, like.
Hello?
Tell me that wouldn't freak you out when you're sleeping in your sleeping bag in space. And now, since he's speaking up, the BBC's reporting other astronauts have recorded, quote, sounds in space. NASA itself says they've heard whistling sounds.
But I thought if you screamed, no, that was always the age of... Right, right. Yeah. There's no sound?
Right. But if something is banging on the actual spaceship, you'll hear that inside the spaceship because you've got air in there.
Yeah.
And the sound can travel inside. So NASA...
But never saw any kind of alien activity.
No.
So obviously it was twice on the pipe because they weren't going to show. They knocked three times on the ceiling.
Yeah.
They might have showed up.
Do we have to pay royalties?
Oh, come on. Yeah, we got to pay royalties for that joke.
I think
it's
that may have
1972.
That was actually might have been 72, so it's right there on
right
the right
the
there on
cusp.
Might have been 71. Yeah, you might be lucky.
I dodged a bullet there.
Isn't that creepy though? I'm waiting for all these astronauts to spill the beans. Like, okay, we've been keeping it from you. There's things out there knocking on the space capsule.
Buzz Aldrin just went to the South Pole. I'm like, Buzz, relax.
Right. You're
90.
Sit on the couch.
They had to rescue him. He had a medical crisis down there, and they had to do the emergency evacuation in the season where it's tough to do that to get out Buzz Aldrin.
Maybe it's just you spend the rest of your life chasing that excitement, because once you've been to
the moon,
you're like,
moon,
oh, wow, a sunset. Delightful. Like, nothing would wow you anymore. it's almost, like, awful.
Years ago, this may have been my show in Milwaukee before Frank joined me up there. I mean, this is a long time ago. Buzz Aldrin was doing a tour for some book he'd written, and Buzz was my guest. He told me something I've never forgotten. I asked him, I said, Buzz, I know that in your book you've written that you had a problem with alcohol. You became an alcoholic. I said, he wrote in his book, so I brought it up. I said, how is it someone who was, drilled in science and logic and study and a smart guy, how could you let yourself become an alcoholic? This seems sort of out of character for someone who's done what you've done. He said, well, I got to tell you, he says, after I walked on the moon, he says, I've talked to other astronauts who did the same. After you've walked on the moon, nothing can top that. And when you get back on Earth, everything you do pales by comparison and is depressing. Like you peaked at age 32, and everything after that is nothing.
Right.
Doesn't matter. And it drove him to the bottle. Speaking of which, I guess technically that's booze.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Now let's take a shot.
Right. So this explains why Buzz Aldrin went to Antarctica, because see, he's still seeking that rush.
Right.
So what's left to do? Well, go to the South Pole.
That's so sad, really.
It kind of is once you get back. Jameson.
There you go, my friend. All right, let's get some traffic from Lisa May.
Traffic report is brought to you by.